You're single once again, but instead of reaching for that pint of ice cream, you're going to embrace this brand new you. Have you ever wanted to launch a business? Have you ever wanted to try a new hobby? Have a few goals you have yet to accomplish? Join me, Alexis, on tonight at Living Single in your city as we discuss a brand new you as a single. Stay tuned.
Hello, all my lovelies. Tonight on Living Single in Your City, I am Alexis, your host. The topic tonight is a brand new you as a single. As Tawanda would define, you are single if you are not married, right? Most, like myself, would disagree since technically I have a significant other. But Tawanda does have a point. When you fill out your forms and or tax return, you have to check that single box because if you are not legally married, you cannot check the joint tax and or married box. So last week we talked about the end of a relationship and how to cope with the end of a partnership. So now that you are single again, believe me, I've been there where I've been the one to end the relationship and I've been the one dumped. And there are many times where I would definitely reach for that pint of ice cream, wallow in my tears, eat as much chocolate and or junk food as I can, but that really doesn't help me improve myself. Because the truth of the matter is relationships, as I have said in a podcast before, goes in stages, right? And sometimes when a relationship comes to an end, it's usually because our partner discovered that we are not the person they want to be with anymore. And for me, as painful as it is, even if I were the one to pull the trigger or if the keys were I were the one to be dumped, nobody really wants to do a self-reflection and nobody really wants to admit the truth. Because when a relationship ends, both parties had to have a hand in it. It's true. Because if everything was great and nobody did anything wrong and everything was perfect, then why did that relationship end? That might be the case, but that will be a topic for a different show. So let's use myself as an example. I was once dating this guy where I would not say we were a couple, but I would say we were casually dating, trying to get to know each other. However, we were both young in our 20s, and the unique thing about me was I still lived at home but had strong familial ties where I respected the aunt's house who I was living in, and I had responsibilities besides work, where I would help take care of family members. And for this person, he was living on his own with roommates, and he wanted a relationship where he could spend time with his significant other, et cetera, et cetera. And for me, I couldn't fulfill that need because I lived in somebody else's house, and she wants me home by a certain time unless I happen to work late. And I was afraid to tell her that I was dating. So I decided to keep it on the down low. And he didn't like that. So after a date, two dates, three dates, four dates, five dates, he decided to just break up with me out of the blue. And when he broke up with me, I was really sad and I was very angry because the day he broke up with me, we had sex. And I thought everything was fine, so I didn't understand what happened between the time he dropped me off at home till when he called me and said, hey, this isn't working out for me. Have a nice life. So I never got that closure. And I never did a self-reflection, right? It wasn't until years later where we reconnected through Facebook where I finally did get my closure. So I point blank asked him, why did you break up with me all those years ago? Because the day that you broke up with me, you had sex with me. So I felt like you used me. And he was like, that wasn't his intention. His intention wasn't going to be breaking up with me that day. But he said, in all honesty, I was really young. I didn't have the patience or the understanding I do now. And he goes, I was really attracted to you. I wanted to spend all this time with you. I wanted to spend weekends together. I wanted to go out on dates. I just wanted you to come over and hang out. And you couldn't do that. You had a curfew. You were so afraid that your aunt was going to find out that I had to have you back by a certain time. You always made sure to be back before your aunt could find out. And on the weekends where you weren't working, you weren't making time for me, you were busy taking care of your family. And when he said that to me, came the realization where I had a hand in it, in the breakup, whether I chose to see it back then or now. And the truth of the matter is, he was right. He deserved to date someone who could have a normal dating life, who could date him, who could spend as much time with him as he wanted or she wanted. And I, on the other hand, still lived at home, was afraid of admitting that I was dating and had curfew and had other responsibilities. And the truth of the matter is, the relationship wouldn't have lasted anyway. Because now that I am in my 30s and I reflect back, I realize we really didn't have that much in common. It was, oh, she's a pretty girl. Oh, he's a cute guy. He seemed decent. We have a conversation, and then we have sex, and then he takes me home. We really didn't have that much foundation. We didn't have that much time getting to know you. And he wanted to do things that I was not interested in, and vice versa. So the truth of the matter is that relationship wouldn't have lasted. So the reason why I said this time, being single, you should not reach for the junk food and the wallowing pity party is it's a brand new you as a single, and that gives you a start to start over. Give you the chance to accomplish the goals that you always wanted to, or gives you the chance to discover what else is out there. And on that note, let's go ahead and take our first break.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website, check out our store. We are releasing three new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now. You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, livingsingle.org. Thank you.
So now that you are single again, I want to encourage you, while yes, it's perfectly fine for you to eat ice cream and cry about the end of your relationship, but let's not have that wallowing pity party that's going to last for weeks. Let's turn being single into a positive thing. Now, listeners, I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, Alexis, you're nuts. Alexis, what are you talking about? What I mean is, when you are in a relationship, you no longer think about I. It's usually we. We want, we need, we, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes the goals that we had before we met this person or the goals we want to accomplish gets put on the back burner. A prime example of this is possibly starting a new business. When you start a new business, you put your heart and soul into it because nobody wants to start a business and fail. They want to start a business to be successful. And everyone has a different definition of success. So when you start a new business, it is not uncommon to work ungodly hours just so you can get your business off the ground. That's kind of hard to do when you're in a relationship, because in a relationship, we have to balance time spent with our partner among doing other things. And for some, they choose to put that on the back burner. Now that you are single again and getting to know yourself, what better way than to dust out old business plan and see if it needs to be revamped, and if it doesn't, why not try launching a new business? See, right now you're in pain, right? You're wondering if you're good enough. You're wondering how to start again. And I am the type of person where I do better when I focus on other things. Remember when we were saying how to cope with the end of a partnership? It's good to focus on other things. Focus on starting that new business. Right? Because you have to pay attention to the details. You have to work hard. Or give your brain something else to focus on other than being single, or you were the one to end your relationship, or you just got dumped. And with time, time heals wounds. And starting a new business will give you the opportunity to be a new, better you. Another thing you can do about being single as a positive is to start that hobby or reconnect with an old hobby. Everyone has hobbies, whether they enjoy reading books, whether they like to run, they like to go for walks, they like to explore, they like to knit and crochet. Everybody has a hobby. Or maybe you have that hobby that you always wanted to try, but for whatever reason you didn't. Here's a brand new opportunity for you to try. I play piano, and I haven't turned on my musical keyboard in a while. So maybe now is the perfect time for me to turn it back on. I also have a love of reading. I love to snuggle and have a hot beverage and a stack of books. Some of my favorite writers are Fern Michaels, Janet Ivanovich, and I've been meaning to try James Patterson. I've heard so many amazing things about him, but for whatever reason, it's up one of his books. I read all the books in the Sisterhood series by Fern Michaels, with the exception of the ones that came out this year. I'm hoping Santa will leave them under my Christmas tree, but overall, I love reading. I also love knitting and crocheting. Haven't done that in a while. So, like I said, it's nice to reconnect with your old hobbies. Because hobbies bring us peace of mind. And it brings us joy. Being single does not mean you have to sit alone in a room being bitter with a whole bunch of cats, okay? Being single could be meaning rediscovering ourselves, rediscovering who we were before we were a we, or even rediscover who you are after a we, right? Another thing to do is definitely reconnect with friends. Sometimes when we're in a relationship, we sometimes do neglect our friends. Life happens, and there's a lot we probably miss or a lot we haven't really paid attention to. For me, when I am newly single, I don't want to reach out to my friends because sometimes I think, oh, I'm just going to wallow and use them as an ear and cry. But my goal is when I do reach out for a friend, I say, hey, let's grab some lunch. And here's the rule. Let's not talk about me. Let's talk about you. And that gives your friend a chance to tell you all the things that he or she wanted to tell you, but you were a couple and you didn't have time and or such. And the reason why I said reconnect with other people is because sometimes when we reconnect, we have that support system and renews friendship, and it gives us a chance to make new friendships and such. And everyone could always use one more friend, right? So this brand new you as a single should always be positivity. Of course, we're all going to have our negative moments where when we're alone, we're sad, or when we see something that reminds us of our ex. It could be walking past that coffee shop you guys had your first date on and such like that. So how do you stay positive when everywhere you look or everything you think about is about your ex or brings you sadness? Being single is going to be brand new this time around because now is the time to purge. And what I mean by that is we all are sentimental, right? We like to hold on to things that brings us good memories. I'm not telling you to burn all those pictures. I'm not telling you to throw away the teddy bear or the stuffed animal or the jewelry or whatever. I am telling you what you need to do is to get a box, right? And fill it up with the items that you yourself want to keep. Like, you know, maybe there's that favorite picture of you guys. Maybe there's the sentimental stuffed animal, etc. It's just best now to purge and to clean out your space and to clean out your mind. And right after the break, I'm going to talk to you about how to just do that purge. Before the break, I mentioned purging, and no, I'm not referring to vomiting or anything like that. I mean, it's just time to clear out your space, both your home environment and the space in your heart and head when it comes to your previous relationship. So I mentioned the box, right? Fill that box up with the sentimental things you want to hold on to. And anything else you need to return to your ex or want to get rid of in separate boxes. So the box that you are holding on to, just close it up and put it away out of sight, out of mind,
right? So now that you have cleared out your physical space, i.e. your home, your bedroom, you no longer have any mementos that are going to remind you of him, how do you clear out your head and your heart? Because you've been in a relationship with this person, whether things ended badly or not, whether you were the person to pull the trigger or he or she was, it's how do you clear out your head and heart? It's easier said than done, right? So here's my suggestion to you, right? Get out a pad and paper and write out everything you're feeling about your relationship, whether positive memories, negative memories, positive feelings, or negative feelings, just write, right? Don't think about being grammatically correct. Don't think about anybody reading this. This is just for you, right? Just write and write and write and write, right? And when you're done, right, just put the paper on the desk or wherever it is that you keep your papers and give it about a day or two so you can calm down. Because when we reflect or when we're writing, sometimes we're into our memories, and those memories can hurt, right? Whether they make you remember the good times or the bad times, memories sometimes can hurt. And when memories hurt, it has a sting. So I'm telling you, give it a day or two, right? Then when it's been a day or two or three or four, and when you feel ready, just reread what you wrote. And after that, what you do is you set the letter or the paper or whatever it is that you wrote on fire. And please be careful, right? Just take fire precautions and such, and you set it on fire. And no, this is not me being nuts or me being drastic. Setting something on fire or burning things away for me symbolizes a new start, because those memories and those negative feelings no longer exist, right? So positive memories will always stay, but negative feelings and negative memories will fade. So when you burn, oh, kind of like a release, giving yourself permission to forget, giving yourself permission to let go so you can be this brand new, more positive you as a single. Because we don't want to continue on this journey as a single, holding on to our previous relationships, holding on to negative feelings or negative memories. Because when we carry negativity with us, it affects how we live our life, and it affects our energy, and it affects how people view us. For example, been a couple of weeks and you're ready to start dating, so some guy asked you out for coffee. If you're still bitter and you're still carrying all this negative energy, what if you spent all that time on that date complaining about your previous relationship? You're not going to get a second date, right? That guy or that girl is probably going to sit there like, why am I sitting here with someone who's still involved or still living in the past? So as we burn the letter or the writing that we did, it gives us permission to move on. So I mentioned a lot today. I mentioned new hobbies, new business, reconnecting with friends and family. I mentioned purging our space, and I mentioned purging our minds. The last thing that I want to mention is, how do you really do let go and start over to be a brand new you? Because, of course, we can do all the things that I mentioned, but how do we ourselves let go and move on? It's easier said than done. And the saying, one step at a time, or a day at a time, or time heal all wounds, is true. But
for you as a single, you went from the couplehood. You went from perhaps living with somebody. You went from having somebody to talk to. You went from having somebody to hold you when things go wrong. How do you adjust to being single and be this brand new you onto the road of positivity? So I would like to suggest writing, right? We already purged our mind. Now let's write how we're feeling, what our thoughts are, right? Because here's the interesting thing. When you write things down, or when you write how you're feeling a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks later, you're going to see the progress you made. Like, for example, let's say if I had just broken up with someone, I'm going to be very negative about it, right? I am just going to rant and rave and say, like, blah, 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 right? But 5 weeks later, I could write something like, oh, had an amazing brunch with my family. It was so good to see everybody. The sky was blue. I got a lot of things accomplished. Finally was able to read that book I've been reading. See what I mean? But if you write and keep track of your progress, you're going to see how far you've come, right? So you're probably thinking to yourself, Alexis, girl,
you're nuts. And sometimes I do think that I'm nuts, but in a good way. And I just want to encourage everyone to be a brand new positive person as a single. And you can be a brand new positive person while you're a part as a couple, and that's another topic for another show.
Being positive for me this year is actually kind of important. It's important because of the pandemic. Unfortunately, the pandemic isn't going anywhere soon. And winter is coming, and winter tends to bring holidays and snuggling season, right? It doesn't help that we don't have anyone to snuggle with. But here's the thing. I recently watched Ally McBeal, right, for nostalgia reasons, and they had a blow-up doll where they would sleep with and cuddle with because they didn't have an actual person in bed. So I went on Amazon. They have something called the girlfriend or the boyfriend pillow, where it's like half a body with an arm that you can snuggle with and such like that. That is something that you can try, right? Or you could just cuddle with a pillow, or you could just cuddle with a whole bunch of blankets, however, whatever works for you. Because we all want someone to love, we all want to be loved, and we all want to feel safe, right? And as a single, who are we going to cuddle? Who are we going to come home to? Who are we going to talk to, right? Because sometimes, let's be honest, when we talk to our friends, right, they can get a little sick and tired of hearing us cry about our relationship, or they can just get a little sick and tired of hearing from us a little too much, if that makes sense in a way. Because everyone, whether we admit it or not, enjoys alone time. And with that, let's take our final break, and I'll come back with some final thoughts.
Hi, this is Alexis with some single news. The Basic Instinct actress Sharon Stone appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and explained why she's focusing on her relationships with friends and family instead of romantic ones. I'm done dating. I've had it with dating. I just find people to be more insincere and not worth my time. I enjoy my alone time and time with my kids and my friends more. I feel like I don't need another kid. I don't want any insecurity and bologna and game playing. I have really good men friends, but I just feel when it comes to emotional maturity in relationships that men and women are seemingly in different spots. So here's my boyfriend as she holds up a picture of her dog Bandit on the camera. Back to the show.
So I mentioned a lot tonight on podcast about being positive, how to purge your physical space, your mind, your heart, what you should do, such as hobbies, starting that business, accomplishing the things that you wanted to accomplish. So my final thoughts are this. It's important to self-love, because if we can't love ourselves, we're never going to find a person to love us if we ourselves are not comfortable with ourselves. And what I mean by self-love is maybe go get that haircut, maybe cut your nails, give yourself a manicure, a pedicure, like, you know, lotion yourself up after a shower, a bath, self-love, whatever you need to do that is your definition of self-love, right? Learn to accept the fact that you're single again, right? And for some, sometimes me, right, this is hard for me to accept because I don't like to be alone. I like to have people around me. And for me, I have a sibling, but not everybody has a sibling that they can just go bug, right? So we're going to have to learn how to be alone in a positive way, not a negative way, not sit there and wallow and think, oh, my God, I'm alone again. I'm going to die alone. Nobody loves me. I mean, being okay with you being single, use it to be positive. Like, I'm single again. It gives me the opportunity to work on myself, my faults, like what I want to accomplish, and it's all about me. And that is not selfishness, okay? That is you a chance to start over, to get your life on track, to live life the way that you want, because we only have one life to live. And the day that we no longer wake up is the day that we're never coming back. So, like, you definitely don't want to die with a long list of things that you never got to do. So now that you've done self-love, you learned all the things that you do, I want to leave you with these words that I always say. It is always better to be single and happy than it is to be in a relationship and unhappy. I usually say miserable, but, you know, let's just use the word unhappy tonight. What I mean by that is, for me, every relationship is not perfect. But for me, if I find myself more unhappy than I am happy, and I feel like I don't want to be in a relationship, I rather be single and happy than in a relationship where I'm unhappy. Because when you're unhappy, right, it's not fair to your partner. Because what if they're happy but you're unhappy? They think everything is okay. It's not fair to you to continue to be in a relationship if you're not unhappy, or vice versa. What if your partner really wants to leave, but they don't want to hurt your feelings? You see what I'm saying? It's just better to be happy and single than it is to be together and unhappy. So now that you are a brand new you as a single, what's your next step? I would love to hear from you on our website at www.livingsingle.org, and definitely reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and let me know what your next step is as a brand new you as a single. Good night, and stay tuned for more topics and podcasts upcoming.
Thank you for tuning in to Living Single in Your City. We hope you enjoyed tonight's topic. Please reach out to us through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or at our website at www.livingsingle.org. Once again, www.livingsingle.org. While you're at the website, please do not forget to subscribe for a free newsletter.
Until next time.